The Museum of Lennox in Addington invites you to join them over the holidays celebrating Friday Night Lights on Friday, November 29th, December 6th, and December 13th. Stop by the museum between 5 to 8 p.m. each night for a free visit, live music, open galleries, festive crafts with local artists in the Creation Corner, shopping in the museum gift shop, and a special museum kids holiday shop where kids can shop for $2 gifts and have their presents wrapped. Plus, attendees can also enjoy an immersive seasonal candlelit play, House Guest, created by and starring Kingston-based Emerging Actors and Dance School of Drama and Music University students. Advance tickets are $10. Details at countymuseum.ca.
Hello, my little SoundCloud rappers, and welcome to another episode of
Be Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
My name is Aiden.
And I'm Sarah.
And today we have a very special episode for you.
No, we have a kind of special, like, you don't really know about it. Like, you haven't really heard of it. It's not, like, everywhere.
Yeah, it's kind of underground. Sarah, do you want to talk about what our topic is today?
Our topic today is unreleased/hidden gem baddies.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, underrated or just, like, maybe not underrated isn't the right word for this, but, like, unreleased, more, like, B-side tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of our tracks are
not on streaming services.
Yeah, none of our tracks are on, like, Spotify or anything. Yeah. These were all, like, procured from, like, SoundCloud, YouTube, random other play. I don't know. Did you go anywhere else to find your music?
I actually found all of them on BuzzFeed.com is where I took all of my tracks.
Oh, yeah.
I took the Are You Gay quiz, and then they gave me these.
Oh, real. That's real as hell. Wait.
Yeah. I said, I took the What House Am I? And it said, and then it, like, directed me to, like, this JPEG Reddit post.
Yeah. Which Harry Potter house? They're like, oh, you're Gryffindor? There's this Clara song for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you want to go first today, Sarah?
Sure, I can go first. So I guess speaking of the Clara one, Clara has, like, a really big SoundCloud repertoire with a lot of, like, the radio segments. And, like, she does a lot of covers. So my first one is Favoritism, which is a song that I know, like, a lot of her fans wanted her to release. So that's my first one. And then my second one, which is one of my favorites, is Molly Rankin, who is the singer of Always. She has an EP called, like, Rare Boy Grapes or something on SoundCloud. It's like the She EP. So I'm going to be playing Who Broke Your Heart by Molly Rankin.
This is my favorite one of all of the ones you picked.
Yeah, this one's a banger. And there's, like, six other songs from it that are really, really good.
Yar.
Like, I was going to play Bombshell, which you should also listen to.
Okay, wait, I'll check that out later. But for now, let's play them tunes.
I was in love for the second time. She told me not to lie. You said, honey, I can sense that you're struggling to find out what happened to you. On tour and alone with nothing to lose, cried myself to sleep that night. I haven't wrapped my head around it. Maybe I should think about your hands on my sides. My shirt lost to wine when I turned around and said, I can't believe you like me. When I turned around and said, I can't believe you like me better than the rest. When I turned around and said, I can't believe you like me better than the one to my grave, but nothing's gonna change. A man is the same as a child, writing stories of when they become king and learn to take everything. When I turn around and said, I can't believe you like me better than the rest. When I turn around and said, I can't believe you like me better than the rest. Oh, better than the rest.
CFRC serve our community listeners. Have your voice heard and share your thoughts through our online listenership survey. Visit CFRC.ca, click on the link, and take the 3 to 4 minute survey. All participants can enter for a chance to win great prizes from Smoke's Poutinerie and Uber Eats. Your voice matters. Make it heard by taking the CFRC listenership survey today via CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
You just listened to Favoritism by Claro and Who Broke Your Heart by Molly Rankin on CFRC.
Two bangers.
Bangers.
Yeah, I love both of the songs. The Clara song is so, like, intimate because it's a demo, it feels like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it is.
Yeah, but really good, really fun. And then the Molly Rankin song goes crazy, like... Mm. That is banger number one. Banger number one.
Banger number one.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to say about those twacks?
Like, not really. I mean, yeah, Clara SoundCloud is just like a gold gem. And then
gold gem.
A gold mine. You know what I meant.
It's okay, girl. It's okay. No, it's fine.
And then yeah, Molly Rankin is just crazy. Like she's so talented, and like it kind of makes sense that she has her own EP just because she comes from like a Canadian family of musicians. Mm-hmm. Like the Rankin family is like a whole group of musicians. And like, it literally just sounds like, to me, her EP sounds like Always Demo or whatever. Like you can tell how similar it is, mm-hmm. which is like so nice that it still comes across like in a band setting.
Okay. Love that. Yeah, I guess I'll introduce my first two songs of the EP, which are going to be Plugged In by Earl Sweatshirt, an unreleased Earl Sweatshirt. This recording is from a live version of the song, and I actually almost cried to the song the first time I heard it. It's really good. And then the second song I'm going to be playing is Ah Singapore by Shonen Knife, which is like a Japanese girl group. Really good. Really good song. So I'll play them tunes right
now.
Okay,
I am.
Since I was little, bro. Staff member Steelstone, I had him at Will Call. She know where to go for the passionate feel. Fractured the pill and then I had a pill off. Mademoiselle get bedazzled with gemstones. I chase my own tail, it's a pattern that's well known. You know you lame as hell, stripes on me like shell toes. I told the pill, I was from the Pesh mode. Nah, I'm just playing, I'm from OVO XO. 10 toes down like Frederick Flintstone. Presto, now for the rest of the trip. No use in trying to stop inevitable shit, bro. The chupacabra, nah, really only a myth. I slew the giant, too defiant for the big role. And threw the lighter fluid on what's left of the script. The truth is I was outside cooling, ready to dip on Milwaukee Court. The idea, get gone, it's not just bones. Too sparse, too far for him to run home. You lost, you softer than crushed wool. Treat this block like footstool. I paint the car, seen it all like the Goodwill. I take a lap through the stars like the Goodyear. I took the stand, took the shot, never stood still. Never mishandled a rock and I'm plugged in. Do my little dance, now you're blocked like One Wish. You stuck with the scam cause the facts kinda ugly. I flew to Japan and blew racks in Roppongi. Capital country, couple of bales in the luggage. Came in tax free so I could cut a sale for you, cousin. Naturally, I'm inclined to feel for your struggle, but my palate never got acquired enough for the f***. You stay stepping out of line, they feel they should cut you. Black cats, bloody scat pack on dusty. Last lap, chuckle glass on half empty. Mass half pulled up, but that dropped quickly. Hands on, pat down, mando pawn entry. At the house, skipping every crash out mission. You gotta move tight, holler 12, watch your six kid. I hold you back down to the bitter end. Globe trotting like the Flash, one city to the next. With me off the strip, go ghost like Casper. I promise you ain't seen the last of me yet. The globe trotting like the Flash, one city to the next. With me off the strip, go ghost like Casper. You ain't seen the last of me yet. I'm only cleaning up my half for the best. My friend, I'm only cleaning up my half for the mess. I'm only leaving cause I have to. My friend, I'm only cleaning up my half for the mess. I'm only leaving cause I have to. Y'all been real as shit, man. I'm only leaving cause I have to.
Together the $16 might be inconsequential. Hardly covers parking or a few cappuccinos. But put $16 in the hands of Feed Ontario, with their bulk buying power for over 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, and that $16 can provide breakfast for a hungry child every morning for a month. Please, give now at feedontariotogether.ca. For the big change your pocket change can make.
You just listened to Plugged In by Earl Sweatshirt and Ah Singapore by Shonen Knife on CFRC Radio.
Bangers.
What did you think, Sewa?
Yeah, the Earl Sweatshirt song is like low-key sad. I also watched the video for it, and it's like emotional. Mm-hmm. It's like sweat and stuff.
Yeah.
Also, I never really watch like live performances of Earl, so him with long hair is like crazy.
Yeah. No, he's fire live. Like, I really want to see him live because the delivery on like the live tracks are so different from like the way he delivers it on like the actual recordings. But yeah, really, really good song there.
And then Singapore is crazy. Like, why is it kind of like Japanese groovy?
It's groovy. I was like humming the melody for the entire week. Yeah. Singapore. Like,
yeah,
crazy. So Sarah, do you want to introduce your next two snogs of the episode?
Sure. So my next Canadian one is Cindy Lee, and I'm playing Diamond Lee. And my brother told me about this, how it's like they didn't want to release it on Spotify because of a bunch of reasons. Well, because like obviously there's issues with like releasing your music on streaming services. So it's like all on YouTube. And I know that it's like the alias name for one of the main members of the band Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all from Alberta, and like the cover is like this little cartoon girl in front of the like Alberta terminals or whatever. But yeah, it's just really fun, and my brother told me about this because I like it's kind of hard to one find unreleased music. I mean, it's meant to be a bit more difficult to find, and then on top of that with Canadians, it's kind of interesting.
I think this album was like very high up on some of the year-end lists, like from Pitchfork and stuff like that. Like,
Diamond Jubilee.
Yeah, it's been getting a lot of love.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a cool side project. And then I listened to Woman, and I realized like I kind of knew them. Like, I didn't really know Woman. But then the person
I didn't really know Women.
I don't really know Women like that.
Yeah.
I want to know. You know, hit me up.
Okay.
But do you know who's not hard to find sidetracks of? JPEG. Mm. It's not that hard. Mm. And that's what I like. So I'm playing a Dark Teen Manson. By your
JPEG
man, Peggy.
Mafia.
The one I really wanted to play was Bumbo Beep.
Rasclad, yes. That song is pretty good, too.
I know that Aiden didn't want to like cleanify that, so
yeah, I had to cleanify this one, but it's okay.
The other one would have been harder because it's longer too.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's play them tunes.
Play them.
Thank you. JPEG with the lynch mob, I got it going on. A that's living in the city of the criminal zone. If one time won't keep the law in order, the next time put a bullet in their daughter. 2020 vision, I see clear, no peace in here, no peace in here. Everybody talking peace, I don't see the peace. So if they want a peace, I'ma grab a piece. And mob on a trick, I'ma be the black Batman on the real son. You know these crackers need the fictional heroes, because in real life, they don't have none. So shout out to my on the tracks, and shout out to all my Dominicans who don't think that they black, and shout out to my racially ambiguous Latinos who are only minorities when it's convenient for them, yeah.
Thank you. Next is a young woman who seems bent on global domination. One magazine headline said it best, Taylor Swift is the music industry.
Tune in Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for the program. When I and host Nate go over a collection of post-punk, post-rock, experimental, electronic, hip-hop, noise, shoegaze, and all types of music with a new theme and guest every week. It is the worst show on the radio. I'll see you soon.
You just listened to Diamond Jubilee by Cindy Lee and At Dark Skin Manson by JPEG Mafia on CFRC.
Two bangers from two queens. The Dark Skin Manson song is so funny to me because he reused like parts of it for his album like Black Ben Carson. And so I was like, there were like lines where I was like, oh my, like when he says, trust fund kids don't come outside. I was like, wait, that's from the other song. But yeah, this tape, I don't listen to this tape that much, but it's pretty good. Like there's some hitters on it. And this is definitely one of them. When he said, shout out to all my Dominicans, racially ambiguous Latinos who don't know.
Was he talking to me when he said that?
Yeah. That's crazy. Wait, Sarah gets mistaken for like so many races. It's crazy.
Yeah. Someone told me why, like someone at work this week was like, you don't put visible minority on like your, and I was like, no, I don't. And they were like, they were really confused.
That's crazy. It's the Portuguese in you. It's the Portuguese. The colonizer.
It's so crazy. People call me racially ambiguous and like, they like think I'm all these things, but like, they don't even know I'm like, I'm like OP colonizer. Like they don't even know.
Yeah, OG.
They don't even know. Like I should be apologizing, but they're like
apology tour.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'll play my next two songs, which are going to be Something by Tiago, spelt with a 7. This guy is actually in my music class, but and he's also in Q Wave. Shout out Q Wave. If you're on campus, join Q Wave. The song is really good. I just found it. He posted it in the Discord for Q-Wave, and I was like, oh, this is a banger. I'm going to play it on the show. So, Something by Tiago. And then the other song I'm going to be playing is Parental Rift by Leroy, also known as Gene Remover. Yes, let's play them. Yes. Play them,
tunes.
Oh,
my God. Play them.
Just kidding. station. It means that people can get
daily, every day, a different way of looking at the world. Not just what the corporate media want you to see, but a different picture, different understanding, but a different picture, a different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, you know, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way, people become human, you know. That's the way you become human participants in a social and political system.
You just listened to Something by Tiago and Parental Rift by Leroy, on CFRC.
Yeah. Yarr.
Jane Remover. Jane.
Jane.
Yeah, that's honestly all I have to say about that song. Banger. It's a banger. And the Tiago song, love it. It's like kind of hyper poppy vibes, but it's done really well. I like it. I like it a lot. Any thoughts, Sarah?
It's such a body. It's so good. I'm so sorry. Like, I've just been like, I was just so mad on Spotify Wrapped when like Movies for Guys wasn't there.
Oh yeah, that is. Like, I think that is my favorite song of hers.
Yeah, or no, I think Magic, I Want You is my favorite. Mm-mm. But like, oh, like I put in work on those two, and I like didn't even get that type of recognition.
You either say nothing or say the wrong thing.
You know it's gold in my mouth, what you say about me?
Oh my god. Wait, we need to have her on the show.
She would never.
She would never.
Dead. We could get like Trisha Paytas before we could
get her. Jane Remover on Kingston Community Radio, never happening. But you know who needs to be involved in Kingston Community Radio? You, because you should donate to the CFRC fundraiser.
Like I see you bleeps going to the Eras tour, waiting in line 8 hours, buying that $8 crew neck.
Like, as we heard in that JPEG Mafia song, like, trust fund kids, don't come outside. But if you are gonna come outside, you better donate to CFRC Radio 101.9 FM.
Has this the whole thing been recording?
It's been recording.
Oh.
What did you say?
Nothing. I just want to say, like, on the record, like, Aiden cut out the part where he...
Oh, my...
Give your money to CFRC, not Brady Melville. But my last song is going to be an Aphex Twins.
Yes.
Yes. They were so many more people's, like, Spotify rap than I, like, realized. And, they have so many unreleased tracks. They have like a whole like 1999 album or 20. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. But they have a lot of unreleased music.
Okay.
This is my favorite. It's Reflex Rome Assault from 2002, Reconstruction by Pure Underground.
Yeah, I think it's like a remake of a song that was played somewhere
that they performed live.
Yeah.
But it's so good. So yeah, that's mine.
Yeah, we'll play that too.
Thank you.
just listened to Reconstruction of an Unknown Tribe by Aphex Twins live at Reflex Rome Assault 2002 on CFRC.
Yay. Yeah, I love how it's like untitled. Like there's the title of the song on YouTube is like just
Unknown
the
Tribe.
Yeah, it's just like the location that it was played at. But yeah, a banger song.
Yeah.
Goes crazy.
I don't have another song to play because a lot of them were pretty long. But one of the shout outs that I wanted to do was there's this whole album kind of like similar to Trends. I was like for fundraising for like hurricane relief called Cardinals at the Window. It was like, yeah, a benefit for flood relief for North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And there were so many like really good tracks on that. There was like an MG Lenderman cover, a Sophie Thatcher one, who mm-hmm. is like one of the actors in Yellow Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really hard to find like a recording of it. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'll play my last two songs of the episode too, which are going to be I Don't Know by Mary Saxton, little Canadian bop for you. And the other one I'm going to play is a song by Knowledge, which is a remix of a Kurungbin song. Do you know how to say their name?
Krungbin? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Krungbin?
Shout out to Becca and Saul. They're on Krungbin's Instagram page from when they went to go see them in Toronto. They're like the front.
Oh my god, like, really?
Of the barricade.
Oh, like, yeah, at the concert. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you showed me that. That's crazy. Shout out Becca and Saul.
Shout out Becca and Saul.
Yeah, and so the song is called Ella Era Una Reina, which I think means
yeah.
She was a queen in Spanish? Je ne sais pas. But,
good Spanish.
Yeah, the original song is called White Gloves by Krungbin, and it's a little remix bop by Knowledge. Shout out Knowledge. Let's play them tunes.
Ha!
You just listened to I Don't Know by Mary Saxton and Ella Era Unurena by Knowledge and Krungbin on CFRC.
Bangers.
Two bangers. That Knowledge song I had on repeat during exam season last year, and it's low-key been a sleeper on repeat this year on YouTube. I found like a website that specifically like loops parts of YouTube videos because the intro of the song is like really quiet, and so I looped it so it like looped right back to the perfect moment. So shout out Knowledge, I love that song, and shout out Mary Saxton as well. Beautiful little bop from her there.
A banger and a bop. It's like us.
Oh my god. Wait, who's the bop?
I'm a bang her and you gonna bop her.
Oh. Anyway, so we have a little extra time in the episode, so I think after we're done speaking, I'll leave you with another, which is by Yao Junmin, which is called Liang Ye. Man. My Mandarin is so bad. It's actually so embarrassing. Guys, I'm like, I swear I'm half Chinese. Like, I swear. Like, my dad is like, pissed off at me right now. But the English translation is Can't Stay a Good Night. And I heard this song in a Simon Liang film called The Night. And it is really beautiful in that movie. And so I was like, okay, why not play it for today?
Yeah. Last thing to leave you guys with. So now that me and Aiden both have Mubi accounts, at the end of each 30 days, we'll be picking a lucky winner for someone to Mubi so that we can keep getting free Mubi every month.
Oh my god.
So like, look out for that. We'll be posting the winner, and then you have to sign up with your credit card information for Mubi, and then we'll be getting a free month.
And you'll also be getting a free month, so you should also like donate the extra like $15 that you would have paid for the streaming service, but you didn't have to because you also get a free month to CFRC. That's like part, like that's a contractual obligation.
Obligation.
So, exactly.
Yeah. So like, look out, because that'll be like a fun little giveaway.
A fun little giveaway. That's actually like not even a giveaway because you must do it. Like you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, how have you been, Sarah? Let's end with just like a reflection on
okay,
our moment.
Like Rose, Bud, and Thorn. That's what we'll end with.
Yeah, Rose is honestly doing this right now. Bud is looking forward to the end of exam season, and Thorn is doing these bum exams, like awful, awful dookie exams.
Yeah. My Rose is Toy. My Bud is seeing Aiden in like 10 days, like not even 10 days, in 7 days, I get to see my baby girl Aiden. And my Thorn, like literally nothing, having a wonderful time. My Thorn is not being able to see Aiden right now and doing over Zoom.
Okay, well, we'll end you with those pensive thoughts. Maybe you should think about your Rosebud and Thorn for the day. And I guess we'll see you on the next episode of Beat Banter. Bye.
Yo.
Thank you. On CFRC Airwaves. Find us today on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us at CFRC Music and keep your finger on the pulse of Kingston's best music mix.
Show your love for local musicians by taking the CFRC Release Radar Listener's Choice Survey in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. Select your top 10 favorite singles, EPs, and albums released by local musicians and featured in the Kingston Music Office Release Radars. Participants can enter to win prizes from Long & McQuaid, KPP Concerts, Tommy's, Smoke & Barrel, and even Inkwell Tattoos and Piercings. Rank your favorite artist via CFRC.ca today, and tune in on December 22nd at 1 p.m. for the big Top 10 Countdown.
Hey everyone, this is Joseph Guido. I am CFRC's Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence Project Intern. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFRC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern, top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via CFRC.ca.
Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11.